Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing podcast on SweatNet. I am your host, Seal, and I am so excited again today. This is episode 42, and I can't wait to jump into who my guest is. But before we do that, there are two things we got to talk about. One is Strong Camp Charlotte. That is happening May 22nd and 23rd here in Charlotte. Yes, here in Charlotte. It's put on by Strong Fitness Magazine. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. We're going to have workouts. We're going to have seminars. We're just going to have some fun together. And it's about time we do that. So go to strongcamp.com and register there, or you can click on the link tree in my bio on Instagram at itsealsmart. So make sure you do that. I don't want you to miss this incredible weekend ahead of us. Then the big weekend is Be Amazing Weekend on October 15th and 16th. Again, it is here in Charlotte. Strong Fitness Magazine is our partner, our title sponsor for this. It's, again, another incredible weekend. We've got events planned that you can participate, or you can just come and celebrate with us. But go to beamazingweekend.com to learn about all the events going on, and you can also register there. And again, follow us on Instagram at beamazingweekend. And again, you can connect with me on Instagram at itsealsmart. So now let's jump into my guest today. So for those of you who are loyal fans of the Be Amazing podcast and tune in weekly, you may remember my podcast episode 38 when I interviewed Grace Gallagher, who is the founder and owner of SweatNet. Well, today I'm excited because Ashley Fortune is one of the most recent affiliates to join the SweatNet family, and she's out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. For those of you who don't know what SweatNet or who SweatNet is, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight. SweatNet is an online and monthly event-based fitness community that brings fitness lovers and boutique fitness studios together for fun, fitness, savings, and friendship. So make sure you go to the sweatnet.com to check it out, see what it's all about. You might find a class that you've never taken that you want to do. You might find an event going on that you want to be a part of. So I just encourage you to do that. Okay, so let's go back and talk about Ashley, and let's talk a little about her, how she got involved with SweatNet. So she left Seattle and relocated to her fiance's hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She was eager to connect and to be part of the community there, and realized that being a member of SweatNet when she was in Seattle, that how much that did for her and like how much that connected her to the community there. So she decided that this was something missing in Pittsburgh and felt like this was going to be her purpose, like to offer this. So guess what? In 2020, she launched SweatNet in Pittsburgh. And it wasn't but a couple months later when everything got shut down because of the COVID pandemic. Listen to how the advice from her stepfather when she was a little girl inspired her to be brave, fake it till she made it, and just do it. I know these are words that we all need to hear and be encouraged with. And you no doubt today are going to get that with Ashley's conversation. She emphatically proclaims this through all the challenges she's faced and overcome in life. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm gonna go for it. Stay tuned for this incredible conversation with Ashley. Welcome to the show, Ashley. It's so fun to have you on. And let's just jump right in. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be a part of it. So my name is Ashley. I'm Ashley Fortune, and I am the owner of SweatNet Pittsburgh. I moved to Pittsburgh about a year ago, actually almost to the day, with my boyfriend, now fiance. And so we're just kind of getting settled into this, you know, new life on the other side of the country and, you know, just getting things kicked off with SweatNet Pittsburgh, you know, as a new business here during, you know, quarantine and all of that craziness. And then of course, I also teach indoor cycling on the side. So that's my little side hustle.
But this isn't all that you, like, you have just started SweatNet in the past year.
Yes.
What did you do prior to SweatNet?
So I was a corporate girl. I had worked my way up from being a salesperson at Nordstrom and found myself about 4 years later as a buyer for Zulily. And it just kind of like, I loved it for a long time. And then I kind of just like had this like burning feeling of like wanting to get out of corporate and like take those skills that I had mastered into something that actually like really fueled me and like really was like a passion of mine.
So has fitness always been a passion of yours, or is this something that's just kind of been since you were an adult, or were you like that as a child?
Fitness. I think that like when I was younger, working out was something that I always knew I had to do. Like my mom always stayed really fit, you know? And so like for me, I always worked out even after, you know, even in high school and all that stuff. But it was kind of like me wanting to find fitness as an everyday thing, like as a lifestyle. I kind of like started getting that mentality, you know, in my mid 20s of like, I need to stop doing this whole like crash workout dieting thing where like I lose weight and I feel great. And then I'm just like, okay, well now I can start eating chips and hoagies again and, you know, all that stuff and then do it all over again. So like, I really wanted to find a way to like make fitness sustainable for myself and something that was just like my everyday routine.
And so that's what has led you to be with Sweatnet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Just like this whole journey.
Yeah. Well, so before we really dive into how that all came about, mm-hmm. the one thing I really wanted to start this conversation off, which is steering this whole thing, and this is why I was so excited to talk with you, but you are fearless because you not only left like the comfort zone of where you were living to come to a whole new city, but then you left corporate. Like you pretty much jumped in with both feet, no looking back. And you did this all 2020.
I know, it's so crazy.
Yeah. So have you always been fearless and like just have that kind of like, you know, I'm going all in attitude? Or is this something that you just have recently just tackled? Like, where did that come from?
No, I definitely have not always been this way. I would say like things started to shift for me, like more like within my, like kind of my mid 20s when I like went to Nordstrom. But I think before then, like I was very, like much more timid. Like I was always afraid of like failing or like doing something that I wasn't going to be great at. You know, like, and I think of course, like as we're younger too, and before we get like really settled into who we are, like for me, especially, like I was always afraid of like what other people would think. And I always had like that idea of like judgment from others, like in the back of my head. So I think that really like inhibited me from like jumping like right into things. And I think as I got older, you know, when I decided to switch my career and restart it in my mid 20s, I followed my mom's footsteps actually and went as a salesperson at Nordstrom. And I got this whole idea of being there of like that fake it till you make it mentality. And I was like, I don't know how to sell. I don't know how to do any of this stuff. I don't know anything about men's apparel, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it with a smile on my face. And I'm just going to go 100% in and see what happens. And so once I started doing that, you know, being brave in taking, you know, taking things on, like with that really like, just pretend like I know what I'm doing and then see what happens. And I was finding that it was working for me, you know, and it was like, once I started to build that confidence and knowing that, you know, like if I just jumped in, if I just was willing to not worry about the failure or the judgment or, you know, anything like that, and just put a smile on my face, you know, for my own sanity and just went for it, that I was really starting to reap the rewards from it. You know, I went from being, you know, a salesperson to a personal stylist and then to a manager. And then from there, I hopped right into my buying career. So it just was really fast for me. And it was just like one of those things that was like, as soon as I started grabbing on to that, like fake it till you make it mentality, like it was like happening for me. And so ever since then, it's just like been the way that I have really thought about, you know, how I was going to get to where I was going to go. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to, you know, just go for it.
That's such a great attitude to have, because I think so many times we can get wrapped up in feeling like you've got to know everything before you start doing something. And instead it's just taking the step. And it sounds like that's what you did. It's just like, take a step, then take the next step, act as if, and just go all in.
Absolutely.
So with that said, you mm-hmm. were in Seattle.
Yes.
Okay. So you left Seattle, you go to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. That's a huge, to me, that's a huge leap or huge jump. Probably from not just from like, you know, sides of the country, but also like just people,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And environment. So what was that like for you when you got to Pittsburgh? Did it take you a minute to kind of like, okay, did I really just do what I did? And how am I going to like, what am I going to do now?
You know, it's funny because, you know, this is the first time I've ever moved away from home. You know, I'm in my mid-30s now, and it's the first time I've ever moved away from home. And I think the thing that really helped me was I was so ready for it. Like, you know, anybody maybe who's like spent any time at all in Seattle knows that it has changed drastically over, I would say, like the past 10 years. And so I think for me, it was actually kind of easy to leave. But then like you're saying, like getting here, then it's like, okay, now what? You know? And so I think for me, it just was like, I was really fueled by my feelings of like really feeling like it was time for something different and something new. And so I was actually really ready for that like East Coast mentality. And then I get to Pittsburgh. And of course I had visited before. My fiance is from here originally, so I had been here. But like when I got here, like I was pleasantly surprised. Like this community of people in Pittsburgh literally has the most friendly human population that I swear exists. And it's super genuine and authentic. So it like, it just made it so easy to meet people and have conversations.
That's awesome. Cause to me, it's like when you do a big move like that, there would be a lot of uncertainty going into it. But it sounds like that you have already kind of made your, like, I don't know, made your place, I guess, in a sense, because I think you were forced to with 2020 being there. And then let's talk about your transition from corporate to Sweatnet, mm-hmm. and then you're opening Sweatnet in Pittsburgh. So it's not like you knew all the studio owners or you knew all these fitness people going in. So how did that all come about?
Yeah. I mean, I truly did not know anyone. But what I did when I decided that, you know, Sweatnet was going to be the thing for me when we came here, cause I was a member of Sweatnet Seattle and that's how I found out about it. So I kind of had an idea of just like being part of that community. And really what the idea of it like was in my head was, okay, so I want to create the community for people like me to be able to have something to go to, like whether they're new or they need a change or they need some new friends in their life, or they need people. I wanted to create that feeling that I was looking for. And, you know, when I came in, I guess before I even moved here, I was like starting those connections already, like through social media, which, you know, it's a beautiful thing to like be able to start talking, you know, have a topic that you're talking about and have people like asking you questions and being interested in what you're doing. And luckily, like I had so much curiosity from the Pittsburgh fitness community. So when I finally made it here, it really felt like I had already known people that now, then we were just like really excited to finally be able to like sit down in person and chat and have conversations and like meet each other. And it's like sparked these incredible friendships for me here. It's not even just like my job now. It's like truly my community of people, my friendships, you know?
It sounds so much like it is here in Charlotte, because it's the same way. Like our fitness community here is really tight, and it's so cool because a lot of these people you wouldn't even meet any other way. But the fact that you share like a passion for health and fitness and the passion for community. I think there's so much to be said about that a lot of people participate in fitness because of the community aspect. And I feel like that's even more important now than it was prior to 2020.
Yeah. And I think too, like, you know, not everybody is going to buy on right away with this idea of Sweatnet. It's new, it's different, you know, and it's in a weird time. So people have a lot going on. So I just kind of look at it as I have the conversations, and, you know, if it doesn't work out right away, or if somebody doesn't understand it immediately, that's okay. Like at least we've been able to meet and, you know, we've started that conversation, and just, I think always making sure that people know that like, I'm here for them whenever they're ready.
So let's talk about just a little bit further about you started this like right before the shutdown, correct?
So I actually, yeah. So I moved here in late January, early February time, you know, and so I was kind of like working on like making connections with partners and things like that. But we actually launched during quarantine. We launched the beginning of April. So it was just like fresh shutdown. And we had all these big question marks of not knowing when we were going to open back up or anything like that. So what I did in that sense is I understood that this wasn't about me and my success. What this was about was the success of our entire fitness community. And I really wanted to show the fitness community, the studio owners, the instructors, that, you know, I will have your back no matter what, because if you're not here, I'm not here. So I really leaned into being a voice for those studios that needed support. So, you know, encouraging our followers to do what they could do to help support those studios, you know, using my platform, you know, what it was back then, of course it wasn't anything big, but using my platform as a way to really help them share what they have to offer in this horrible, unforeseen time, like, you know, pushing their virtual platforms and highlighting their instructors and really talking about them and really not making it about me and not making it always about SweatNet, but really making it be about Pittsburgh fitness.
That's awesome. And I think that's been such a, I know that was such a boost for your community. I know we felt that here in Charlotte too. So what were some of the, because I know that you're supposed to have events. Mm-hmm. And you even told me, like, when we talked the first time, you're like, yeah, we had an event and it was like, what, 14 degrees. It was something crazy. And you had people show up. So how many of those events were you able to kind of work in 2020? And what did that kind of look like for you?
This summer, I would say spring, summer, fall, no joke, was, well, maybe not spring, because we were still pretty close then. So summer and fall, we just went wild with outdoor events. Like, we were probably hosting 8 to 10 outdoor events every single month. And I think that that helped us so much, you know, being able to just like pop up in any park anywhere, really helped us to build that community. And so now that we have this like incredible core group of both SweatNet ambassadors and members, like they love each other. Like we've had so many beautiful friendships blossom from what we've been able to do. And so now, like, now that it's wintertime and we're kind of, you know, not as able to do the things we were doing with the warmer weather, when we offer something like a parking lot workout in 30 degrees or like an 18 degree, you know, running event like we had the other day, like, it's almost like people are like, well, are you gonna go? I was thinking about it. Okay, well, I'll go then. Like, and so it just becomes this like snowball effect. And then, you know, and then it's the after feeling. It's that, it's getting those messages or getting, seeing people post about it where they're like, never in a million years would I have thought that I would be the kind of person that would show up for an outdoor workout in 20 degree weather. But I feel like a champion now. Like, look at how far I've come. And it's just such a good feeling to know that we're helping people realize that they can get out of their comfort zone. And when they have that support from their community, it's not only them getting out of their comfort zone, but them actually enjoying themselves and feeling like a beast afterwards.
This is so great, because this is so much the core of who you are. Like, just talking to you, when we first talked the first time and we started talking about all the things that you've done in just like a year's time of, you know, jumping in with both feet, going to a new city, starting a new business in the middle of, like, you know, what seems to be, you know, chaos and a lot of people are shutting down and just the craziness of 2020. And your attitude is just awesome. Like, and I know that your people in your community feel that, and that's what brings everybody together. I want to know, because you represent the just do it. Like, yeah, we hear that mantra all the time, just do it. I know you have a story with that, so I want you to share it.
Okay. So when I was a kid, my stepdad, who raised me from 3 years old, had got my brother and I these rocks. Like, I'm not joking. They were these giant rocks, and they had our names etched into them. And my name was actually misspelled. Like, it was a total, like, it was ridiculous, but it said, each one had a quote on it. And mine said, just do it. And when my stepdad gave it to me, he was like, I don't want you to think about it like as the Nike slogan. He's like, I want you to get, and I think back then I was young, like, he just wanted me to use that as a way to, like, don't sit there and wait to make your bed. Like, just make your bed now. You're going to have to make your bed anyways. Don't wait, just do it now. And I think that as I grew up, I started to pick that up for those smaller things. And then it had this like snowball effect for my entire life. Like, you know, to just do it. Like, stop thinking about it. Stop overanalyzing. Stop making excuses or, you know, thinking about worst case scenario. Just go for it. And so it was funny because a couple years ago, when my fiance and I moved into our first house, I thought about that rock because I thought about it a lot. Like, just do it has literally been etched in my head after having that for so long. And I called my stepdad and I was like, hey, do you still have that rock out in the yard somewhere? And he was like, actually, yeah, I do. Why? Do you want it? And I was like, yeah. And I was kind of telling him how, like, I think about it all the time in, you know, in my daily life and when I'm trying to get things done. And it was so cute because he was like, so what you're saying is it worked. And I was like, yeah, it totally worked. And I think it, like, was such a prideful moment for both of us to know that, like, he had this idea in his head about, like, how he was going to help to fuel me, and him and I both knowing that it made such a huge impact on my perception.
That's so cool.
Like, yeah.
And it goes to show that it does, like, you were what, 3?
I was 3 when he came into my life. The rock came into my life. I was probably about, like, maybe 10.
Okay. But it just goes to show, like, even as a kid, like, it's those things that can make such a huge difference. Like, just what he did for you, that, and is, like you said, like the rock, and you, now do you have that somewhere
in your office? I still have it. Yep. Okay. I will keep it forever, and it will live on because it's a rock and it's not going anywhere.
You're going to pay it forward. You're going to pass it on. Like, what a great story. Like, I love this. I didn't even know this story, and it just, like, it totally makes me happy. I love things like that. And mainly because, like, I love anything that there's, like, a reason why, like, there's something behind it. And I love that just do it isn't just a slogan for you. Like, it really means something, and it truly represents everything that you've done up to this point in your life, with the leaps that you've made. Is there anything, you know, I know you've said a lot just in this moment with telling the story, but what would you say to someone, like somebody that's sitting on the fence between, like, I really want to do this, but like you said, like, they're thinking about all the outcomes, like processing, you know, the different endings to the story.
Right.
And it's like, what would you say to someone that's, like, really kind of straddled the fence right now?
I think what I would tell anyone is you have to really think about the opportunities, you know, like, if everything falls into place the way that it's supposed to, an opportunity falls at your feet at the perfect time, kind of like me with Sweatnet, like, what do you have to lose? I mean, and I think that we can all differentiate between a silly decision, like something that, you know, is just not going to be productive, and a situation where you, like, you know, when you're just trying to make excuses of why you can't do something. You know, like, you know, when there's things that come up that you just know are obstacles that are never going to go away. And maybe that's not something you should pursue. But if it's something where you're just in your head trying to find a reason why it's not going to work, then that's just you pulling yourself back. That's just you not allowing yourself to flourish or take an opportunity that could really put you in a completely new, exciting direction. And so what I would say is really differentiate when you are thinking of your pros and cons. Like, are your cons things that you can actually fight and overcome? And do the pros outweigh? Like, you have to think about those things and just feel empowered. I think feeling empowered and not always waiting for someone else to tell you that you can do something. You know your abilities, you know where your strengths are, you know if you can accomplish something. And so it's really having that self-belief in knowing that a decision is right for you, and really just taking those opportunities that fall to your feet. Be brave.
That's so on point. And I want to add to what you just said, because this is something I'm talking to myself right now. There have been times where I've done things, but there's, like, this lapse of time where, you know, I haven't done anything since that point. So, like, interestingly enough, today I went back and was revisiting those moments through pictures and things. And it was a reminder to myself that it was like, you did that. Mm-hmm. You can do that again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not out of your wheelhouse. you just haven't looked at it for a while. Like you shelved it. And so I am in total agreement with you about, you know, how we do hold ourselves back mentally. It's because a lot of it's a mental, everything I feel like is a mental game. Like everything you do is mental.
Totally.
Like you're defeated in your mind. You're a winner in your mind. It's whatever is going on up in, you know, up in your head or whatever you're really focused on. So I really appreciate you sharing all the things that you've been through, the challenges you faced, how you've taken a leap to do something that most people would be scared to do, and that you're living out Just Do It, and that you're an example of that. Like that's so freaking cool.
Thank you. I know it's kind of surreal. I'm not going to lie. Like it kind of feels surreal sometimes, and you know, it has its ups and its downs, but I think that really just, you know, keeping your eyes forward. I always tell people this, like, put your blinders on. Don't always worry about what's going on around you. Don't always worry about, you know, the eyes that are watching you. You know, they may be positive, they may be negative, but really when it comes down to it, just keep going forward. Just keep moving forward. Keep your eyes forward.
Love that. Well, let's transition a little bit and go to something else that's fun around fitness. And I love asking this question. Do you have a song that you have to have on your playlist before you kick it in the gym?
I always get pumped up by Formation by Beyonce. And honestly, like really my go-to, like anytime I want to feel good or like get pumped up is all of those like female powerhouse, like artists. So like Beyonce, I am a diehard Ariana Grande fan. No, not even going to lie about that. Like super guilty pleasure. And then of course, Taylor Swift's, you know, older stuff, you know, where she was a little bit more, you know, wild, but I mean, anything surrounding that, I just, and it's like never, you know, always a good beat drop. You got to have a good beat drop.
That's it.
That's like the cycle instructor in me talking though, like that beat drop thing.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, you have to have a good beat or it's just not as like, to me, I don't get near as much out of it. It's funny. I can listen to a podcast while I'm doing cardio, but the minute I hit the gym floor and grab weights, the podcast goes off and the beats come on. So like for me, that's kind of where I have found my jam. But yeah, once that beat kicks in, it's like, it's on.
Absolutely. Like, on. Yes.
Okay. So the last thing that I have, and I ask this question every time because I feel like it's important. And we talked about a lot of things that I think were on your heart and important, but is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think really coming back to that whole idea of be your own hero, be your own inspiration, pave your own path. Don't wait for anyone else. Don't worry about what anybody else is saying, thinking, put them on the shelf. Just go forward. Be brave. Honestly, be brave. Just do it.
That's it. There's nothing left to be said. That's like a mic drop right there. So Ashley, where can everyone find you? Like if they want to get in touch with you, like where on social media can they find you?
Absolutely. So my personal Instagram is AshleyFortune_. So you can find me there. Of course, I am the gal behind SweatNet PGH on Instagram. And then you can search me on Facebook. I'm Ashley Fortune on Facebook. And yeah, that's me.
Thank you so much for being on. You truly are an inspiration. Part of this podcast, I shouldn't say part, like the main part for me is the women that I get to meet and connect with that I would never have, that I would never cross paths with. And so I'm so glad that we've crossed paths and I look
totally
getting to know you moving forward.
I know. This
I really appreciate your time on the show today.
Thank you so much. This was awesome. So fun. I just love talking about this kind of stuff. So this was great.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at @itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.